This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. By now, you know we're living in extraordinary times. And I've talked about this censorship that's going on right now, targeting all of us who are independent media people. It's really a prelude to something much bigger that's coming. Previously, I've spoken about what that might be, but today I've got a new analysis of what it could be. And this one's gonna flip you out, I think, and freak you out, whatever. It is that, previously I said maybe there would be a false flag dirty bomb. You know, somebody gets some old medical imaging equipment, gets a hold of some radioisotopes, wraps that stuff around a chemical bomb, you know, TNT, whatever, and flies a Cessna across, I don't know, Houston or whatever, and just drops bombs, like radiological bombs. So that's like one way that terrorists, I mean, that's been written up in books and everything. It's been part of spy novels. It's been part of TV shows and everything. So that there's nothing new about that. That's kind of a widely known way that terrorists build dirty bombs and perhaps might deploy them. But then I saw this article the other day that is so freaky. I got to share it with you. And it gives me like a clue of what could be a totally different, much bigger false flag. And this article, which I think is nonsense, by the way, but I'm going to tell you what it is. This article quotes a bunch of scientists who are, I think they're astrophysicists or university astronomers or something. And I don't remember the university, but I'll mention this. I'll cover this probably on Natural News at some point. They said that, and this is them saying this, not me. They said that aliens could attack and take down our power grid. I'm like, what? Yeah, they said aliens could send us signals, and that if we were recording those signals on computers, which of course is how they're recorded, then if we were to, you know, accidentally hit execute or whatever, the aliens, they say, could have sent us executable super weapon viral code, like Stuxnet on steroids, like the super alien version of Stuxnet, that could spread through the power grid and take down the power grid. I'm thinking, okay, first of all, why would the aliens want to take down the power grid by sending us executable Trojan horse code or whatever? Why wouldn't they just take down the power grid using advanced alien weapons? Right, just aim them at the power substations. There aren't that many, really. You know, just I don't know, maybe a couple thousand across the country. And just take them out with their alien weapons if they have them. Fire photon torpedoes, right? Whatever. Why would they have to send us code, malware code, to take down the power grid? And of course, I always look for the story behind the story. And it got me thinking, well, hold on a second. This sounds like a cover story. This sounds like somebody's going to take down the power grid and they want to blame it on aliens because that's what they do. It's like the ultimate false flag scapegoat. Oh, the aliens did it, right? I mean, for the election, when they lost the election, they had to blame the Russians. And they can't blame everything on the Russians. You know, it just sounds stupid. It's like, if they take down the power grid, they can't say, well, the Russians took down the power grid. Yeah. People are on to that scam, that gambit. Nobody believes that anymore. No, the Russians didn't do everything. The Russians had, you know, maybe 100 people, 100 trolls posting messages on social media, and they were anti-Trump just as much as they were anti-Hillary. They're just trying to stir up chaos in the elections. That's what the Russians did. A couple of million dollar budget is all they had, is nothing. It had virtually zero impact on the actual elections. So they can't really blame the Russians for this stuff. So they need another boogeyman. And they can't blame climate change. They can't really say, oh, the power grid went down. It must be climate change. Even though they blame climate change, you know, for everything. I've seen, you know, I monitor the science and medicine articles every day. All the headlines, all the research that's coming out. And I've seen so many headlines of scientists publishing papers that claim climate change did it. Like, oh, infertility is on the rise. Climate change? There's an increased divorce rate in third world nations. Climate change? Oh my God, there's refugees. Climate change? They blame climate change for everything. Seriously, for everything. Oh, it hasn't rained in 2.5 years in the, you know, whatever desert. Oh, it's the climate change. No, it's a desert, people. It never rains there. It's not. That's nothing to do with climate change. Oh my goodness. So they can't really blame it on the Russians, and they can't blame it on climate change. They need a new boogeyman. Why not just point your finger at the aliens? Oh, it's the aliens from planet Zorg. They entered the atmosphere, and they unloaded executable alien signal code onto the university computers, and then it escaped because it's artificially intelligent alien code, and then it spread throughout the power grid and took down the whole power. It's the aliens. Aliens did it. This is going to be their next. I mean, I'm just laughing, but this is the kind of stuff they pull. And so when I saw this article, I thought, oh my goodness, they're setting up aliens, imaginary aliens, as the scapegoat. And it reminds me of Dr. Stephen Greer. He's that emergency room physician, and he's been one of the leading researchers on, you know, UFOs and disclosure and all that stuff. And he's got that book and that movie, I think, on, it's called Undisclosed. And it's a pretty cool thing to watch. You should check it out. Stephen Greer, G-R-E-E-R. And I interviewed him once, but of course, then YouTube banned all my videos. So I guess that's taken down. This is why I love it when people pirate all my videos, because it means my work lives on even after YouTube censors my channel. So people, I appreciate it. Keep copying, keep posting. And I've got a whole new technology coming, by the way, that will allow you to copy and post more of my stuff. And by the way, you can find that at real.video. Yeah, it's launching soon. Real.video. Check it out. Cool stuff happening. Anyway, all this reminds me of Stephen Greer. Because Stephen Greer said, and again, this is him saying this, not me. He's the expert in this area. Stephen Greer said there's going to be a cosmic false flag. Yeah, that's his term. A cosmic false flag, where he says that Earth, you know, I don't know, deep state intelligence sources, secret military, whatever, that they're going to fake, he said, an alien invasion. They're going to fake it. They're going to say the aliens invaded, and they're going to have, you know, compelling video that's all fake, and they're going to have CNN all involved, you know, reporting the fake news. It's going to be like human crisis actors saying that they were anal probed by aliens when it's actually just CNN producers doing that. Or whatever, who knows. And Dr. Greer says it's going to be, you know, a false flag alien contact of some kind. And that got me thinking, you know, that's what these university astronomers are saying, basically. I mean, maybe that's their cover story, is what I mean. That they're saying that, oh, the aliens are going to take down the power grid. And I'm thinking, you know, if the aliens actually wanted anything from us, it would be certain specific molecules, i.e. H2O, right? Aliens probably need water. Water is a pretty universal barter item in the cosmos, I would imagine, because it's kind of rare, actually. You know, liquid water, especially, they would want our water. They might want other precious metals, rare earth metals, and so on, but I bet they could mine those out of asteroids and so on, so... Water is just, you know, hydrogen and oxygen. And even though those elements are pretty common across the cosmos, the molecule of water itself is not as common as you might think. And so I figure if aliens are coming here, they don't really want to take down the power grid. They just want to just take away the oceans. And they'll get a little free salt with that, by the way. What was that Tom Cruise movie where this was the whole thing? That aliens had arrived, and Tom Cruise, he plays a character who was cloned unknowingly and woke up, and he thought he's defending the Earth from alien invaders because he was programmed with a massive false flag narrative, but he's actually working for the aliens, who pretend to be humans, by the way. And these aliens say that they're taking the water to, what was it, the moon of Saturn or something, where there's like the human survival resistance base or something. And it's a great movie, by the way. Check it out. Tom Cruise. It's really a great movie. And Morgan Freeman is in that film, too. He plays one of the human resistance leaders. Pretty awesome in that role. It's a great movie. You should check it out. But the whole movie, it's very telling because it's all based on essentially a false flag explanation. That's how everybody's brainwashed into working for the aliens. And again, that's sci-fi, you know, so maybe that's not directly applicable here. But I increasingly see mentions of aliens in the mainstream media these days. They're talking about it more and more, and it's like they're already pre-blaming aliens, little green men, for a nationwide power outage, which I think will actually be a false flag. So I understand this is on the outer range of statistical probabilities. I'm not saying this is a sure thing at all, not even close. This might be a 1% chance they're going to try to pull this, but I just thought it was very odd that they would start pushing this narrative that the aliens are going to crash the power grid. I don't buy it. I think it's complete BS. I think that somebody, you know, the same people who pull off the false flags all the time are going to crash the power grid because they want martial law. They want to consolidate power, and they can use it to demand, of course, the elimination of the Second Amendment because they can cause chaos. Take down the power grid. What happens in the cities across America? In 72 hours or less, it's just total freaking chaos everywhere, all across every major U.S. city. And then they can just sweep in power, confiscate guns, and blame the aliens. I mean, what a convenient scapegoat. You just blame the aliens. No one can see them. No one is like, they're not even there, maybe. Who knows? It's just a little too convenient for me to buy into that whole narrative. I think it's BS. It's like, what will they think of next? After blaming Russia, that didn't work. And they blamed climate change. Now that's been exposed. And they're going to blame aliens, and maybe that'll be exposed. What are they going to blame? Like, God? God did it. They don't even believe in God, most of these people. They hate God. What? Maybe they'll make God the scapegoat. Yeah, God is cursing your planet. No, I don't think so. I think it's you that is cursing the planet, you being the deep state, you know, operatives. They're the ones who hate life. They're the ones who hate our world. They hate humanity. They hate freedom. They hate consciousness. They hate God. They're the ones who are destroying everything, but they have to blame somebody else. It's always some scapegoat. It's always, oh no, it was Nicholas Cruz. Only. No, I don't think he acted alone. Oh, it was James Holmes. Nope, I don't think he acted alone. Oh, it was Timothy McVeigh. I don't think he acted alone either. Mm-mm. It's all BS. There's more to these stories than what you're being told. And I don't think aliens are going to take out the power grid. I think it's going to be the same deep state operations in the U.S. who wrote Stuxnet. Probably, come to think of it. Took out the Iranian centrifuges for nuclear fuel using Stuxnet. They can do that. They can take out the whole power grid because it's basically the same kind of control system language programming. Not hard for them to do that. In any case, get ready for weird things to happen. That's all I'm saying. There's a lot of weirdness that I'm seeing in the media out there right now. Things are going to get weird. Read my website, naturalnews.com. I'll keep you posted no matter what happens. I don't have any special knowledge on this weird, you know, aliens are going to crash the power grid. I don't know. I'm just taking an educated guess at this point. But listen to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com and check out my new website called real.video for uncensored video channels from many, many content creators, myself and others, InfoWars, Gateway Pundit, many others as well. Lots coming. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.